Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist.
We're two Bravo-holics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is gone with the wind fabulous.
I'm Bree.
And I'm LP.
And this is Boy Meets Bravo.
And she's got like little fists, like.
But no, she open. It's an open palm. Mm-hmm.
Damn, we're gonna miss Candace. We lost Candy and Candace this year.
Did you watch the finale last night?
Sure did. And it made up for everything.
Did it?
Honestly, it made up for the whole season.
As I was landing last night, it was like five, it must have been almost 5 o'clock, so 8 o'clock Eastern, and they were like prepping that it was the finale because I was watching Bravo live on the satellite TV on the plane. Because, you know, I don't get to watch it live ever anymore, so it was like a fun little treat.
A luxury,
if you will. And so, yeah, they were hyping it up. They were like, next on the season finale. And like, I got into the first 5 minutes of it as we're deboarding the plane, and then they turned off all the screens. And I was like, I'm still on here, motherfucker. I'm
done.
There's like 20 rows in front of me that still need to deplane. Like, let me just sit here and watch my Bravos while they do that.
Yeah. So like a real quick rundown was, so at the end of
I saw someone get a glass smashed in their face or whatever. It's the part that it cut off.
At the end of the last episode, because the cameras went down, and that's when that fight happened that we all saw that somebody caught on social media, right? And it was the Sesame Street girl that Candace had a problem with and one of the friends of on the show. So it turns out that after cameras went down, the Sesame Street girl, Deborah, tried to confront Candace, and Candace was not having it. She was like, get away from me.
Why do we call her Sesame Street girl?
Because Candace did. So, and I'm Team Candace. And so she was trying to confront Candace and make like a whole moment out of it. And Candace was like, I'm not doing this. Get away from me. And then Kiarna, I guess, was like, hey, we're not doing this here. This is not the time or place type of thing. And then Deborah threw a drink on Candace. And then Kiarna is just a good friend, apparently. And like, I don't know what happened after that, but then homegirl literally like threw a glass at Kiarna's face. And that's how that happened.
I saw the last thing I see is like Kiarna giving her confessionals version of it. And she is like so matter of fact, but funny at the same time.
She got her peach, is what she did.
Yeah, she did.
She did. But the last episode was kind of the fallout from that and just everyone kind of trying to be like, what happened type of thing. But the best part was the last 15 minutes where like the season ends, but then it was kind of like a camera pick back up moment because Mia and Gordon announced that they separated, and then they're having a conversation in their kitchen. And we learn that throughout their marriage, their like 11-year marriage, Mia has been sleeping with this guy with Gordon's permission.
Cook.
And that her son is like, the paternity is in question. Like, it could be Gordon's or it could be this other guy. And now Mia is with this other guy.
I saw a clip from Watch What Happens Live. Like, they cut to before they did the episode, the finale, they cut to Watch What Happens Live where Mia was on Watch What Happens Live and something about a boyfriend. And I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. So she was like, that was her, like, her side piece, but like with permission. It was strange. You guys have to watch it.
Can we bring this up on the pod? Oh, I've got questions. I want to raise some questions to the group.
We're on the pod.
Are we recording?
Episode 70.
Wow, I thought we were just talking amongst ourselves here.
Might as well.
What episode is it?
77. I was about to say, was about to ask Desmond the same question. 70.
Yeah, coming in hot with the cucks and the cucksons.
I feel like we might as well. Yeah, it's episode 77, and our hop ended, I mean, well, it was wild. Because, I mean, it ended the way that we needed the whole season to be. And then today we get the news that Candace is leaving. Robin was fired. So Candace put herself on pause. Robin got fired.
Hold on. Candace put herself on pause?
Yes.
Why?
She's just over it. And I would be too. If people keep trying to fight me when I'm at work, like, no, thank you. And she's got her music stuff that I think that she's trying to really, like, push ahead with.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's put herself on pause.
Damn, ain't that crazy? Black woman quits and they fired a white woman.
Oh, my God.
That is so wild.
Oh, my
God. I see you, we Andy.
I see you. It's called affirmative action.
Yes, right? Andy. Fire that
white woman. She is not white. Can we also say she is a light-skinned black woman?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. That was my favorite city, too. Now things are getting stirred up.
I think Ashley's going to be next. I think they're shaking up that cast, and I think Ashley's going to be next to go.
What if every... Well, who's left?
Giselle and Karen and Wendy and NECA.
Ooh. And those are the ones I care about the least.
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, come on. You don't fuck with Giselle?
Giselle and Karen aren't going anywhere. We know that.
No. Yeah. And Ashley, I think, earns her keep, if I'm being honest. I think Ashley shit stirs enough to earn her keep. So I don't really want to see Ashley go anywhere. And I like the like frenemies dynamic that Candace and Ashley have, where they like from across the room somewhat respect each other, but don't like each other enough to actually be friends.
Yeah, they hate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know who Ashley's going to do that with now that Candace is gone.
Mm. Yeah, it's no fun playing in the sandbox by yourself. I don't want to get dirty all alone.
Oh, and Mia, obviously. Mia's still there too. Mm. She's well, not going anywhere.
Because we could do a spinoff with her and her new marital situation.
She's just going to be center peach next year because that is
by wild. Default. By yes. Default, Mia does not deserve center peach, but she's going to get it by a technicality.
Well, I mean,
she's the tallest.
She's the tallest.
Aesthetically, it works out well. You're right.
I mean, she's brutally honest. Which like,
but also lies, you know, like there was that whole, like she would tell, what was she saying? I guess like they were talking about Wendy. This was like last season. They were talking about Wendy for something. And she goes, well, I mean, that's not what she said, but that's what I heard it as. And all the women were like in that instant, okay, well, we can't trust anything you say anymore.
Yeah. But if she's going to be just, I mean, she has been. Besides that, she has been like brutally honest about her life, like her growing up in the system and bringing her mom on the show even, which kind of touched on that. And now talking about her relationship or the end of her marriage as her new relationship begins during the marriage. Like, it was a lot.
Do you think if you were in dire straits in your relationship that you would ever open it up like that?
No.
She says with defiance.
No, absolutely not.
Defiance or hesitancy.
No.
Yeah. Who says we haven't already, OP? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, if that's your thing, like, and it keeps the, I mean, the unfortunate thing is, like, it didn't keep the romance alive, right? Oh, shocker. Letting your wife sleep with another man knowingly didn't help their marriage survive. But, like, if it was your kind of last shot at keeping the relationship together.
That's crazy.
No?
Like.
It's still a no.
Couldn't be me.
Like, your bottom half would have to stop working. Like, you'd have to be a paraplegic or something.
Your bottom half would have to stop working.
To allow it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, no. Just no. It's a no for us.
I'm trying to think of the scenario, but like, I'm just a jealous person by
absolutely
nature.
Absolutely.
No, I, so I think like I would throw some shit fits if like I've thought about this, cause I was in a relationship or not in a relationship, I was dating somebody that this was a while ago that was considering, or was like ethically non-monogamous as long as like both people were interested in the idea. So the concept was floated in our courting as to whether or not I would be open to it. And so I like tried to play with the idea and see like, could that be something I would be open to? And I'm pretty sure that the jealous rage inside me would overtake me and it just wouldn't be worth it. Yeah. Like it's more because I would lose my fucking mind. Like I would lose my mind by trying to be cool with it. I would lose my mind. Like yeah. I'd be like, this is cool. We're cool. I'm cool. You're cool. This is cool.
Oh no, everything's on fire.
Yeah. And like, but you would see the rage radiating from my face if like I didn't get a call back when I wanted them to call me back. Like I'd be like, where the fuck are you? What are you doing? Are you fucking somebody else?
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing that was actually kind of sad about it was, well, yeah, and then we can move on. But was that he was like, you know, when I was going through my he had some sort of cancer situation. I forget what he said, but he was like, when I was going through that and I couldn't perform, essentially.
What did I say? Then, it'd have to be something like that.
Yeah.
I was right.
He said, because I couldn't, I was then like, sure, you can like sleep with this guy.
It's horrible. So that begs the question then, Brie. If Desmond's bottom half just stopped working.
No.
He becomes paraplegic. And he offers it to you and says, baby, I love you. I want you to be.
I'm really good.
You know. Do I look like a cuck to you, LP? That shit would never fucking fuck. What? We're talking about in the opposite way. Like, if Bree's lower half stopped working, like, I can.
Yeah, no.
No, it's got to work both ways.
Yeah.
No.
No to all of it. No to all of it.
I mean, my baby wants to see me happy, but we can keep moving on.
Sure. Let's see. Anyway, watch the finale. The reunion actually looks pretty good too. I think that it's gonna, like I said, make up for this sleepy season.
It's been boring. I haven't been able to keep my eyes open. Every time it comes on, I literally get halfway through the episode and forget that I've been watching TV because it's so dull. So yeah. I've been needing some Candace getting pulled over a barrel sort of action. And it sounds like we might have gotten some of that with a glass being smashed in Kiara's face.
Mm-hmm. We don't see it though. So like it's kind of it like incites some excitement on the show, but like you don't see the fight or anything. And honestly, like I said, it's the Mia and Gordon stuff at the end for me.
I have an extremely imaginative imagination. From the audio alone, I could pick up on what was happening. I didn't expect there to be as much blood as there was.
Yeah.
There was lots of blood. Mm-hmm. That's one thing we didn't get out of the Candace being held over a barrel. No blood. I don't know that we've seen blood on any of these shows yet.
Yeah, they got to stop fighting on Potomac. And that might be part of why Ashley leaves.
Because of you. Honestly. Why? Because she can't fight?
No, because, I mean, this one in particular, like you said, like, there's, like, you know, I don't know what a reasonable amount of blood is, but, like, it was kind of bloody, and it was her friend that she brought to the party. So I don't know if, like, just by somebody who needs to be blamed, that might be part of the reason that she leaves. But also, a couple weeks ago, didn't you say that she, like, she was on live, and she had this kind of, like, you know, vague farewell?
Oh yeah, it was like see you later.
Yeah.
Type video.
So, I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that Ashley has caused a camera down finale scene, right? There was the one where I believe it was it at the vow renewal or whatever, or the engagement party for Juan and Robin that, what's that bald-headed white man's name that she used to be married to?
Oh, Michael, who she's still married to. She won't divorce him. Sorry.
Yeah. So when Michael basically starts a fight with production and like marches back to the production and they have to pick cameras back up because cameras were down, I bet production's sick and tired of this, waiting for Ashley's waiting for cameras to go down before she starts shit. So they're like, wait no more.
Yeah. I don't know. We shall see. We shall see. But I have like a lot of Bravo news for today. But before we get into it, how's everybody doing? LP, you are zooming in today.
I'm zooming in today from sunny California. You know, it's good for me because it's just a casual 6 p.m. here. But for you guys who just woke up from a nap in order to pod, it's a whole different story.
We took a little parent nap. Oh. Tell LP and our listeners what we had to do today.
Oh, my gosh.
Buy a house, they said. It'll be fun, they said.
We had to remove the rat, a rat the size of like a basketball from our garage today.
Did they identify that thing as a rat? Was it actually a rat? Because it looked pretty identifiable from the photo.
Yeah. So the other day, Desmond was cleaning out the garage because that's what you do now when you're in your mid-30s and you own a home. And he found this very dead rodent in the garage. And so
we fossilized
rodent. It was just like underneath a bunch of shit. And so today we finally got the balls to remove it.
Huge.
Did you remove it or did you end up paying?
We did.
Oh, wow. I'm so proud.
Thank you. It was terrifying. And I don't think we'll sleep tonight besides that nap that we just had. Oh my God.
Yep. So who had to hold the bag and who did the scooping?
Girl, we swept that shit to the street.
Shut up.
He didn't actually, at first he blew it with a leaf blower.
Yeah. I wouldn't touch that shit.
I wouldn't want to touch it.
It was disgusting. But I don't even know if that has to make it to the pot either. It's kind of gross.
I'm surprised it didn't disintegrate on contact.
Honestly, same. It was gross. Okay, better news. Desmond got home today and his timeline was blowing up.
Guess who's going to jail tonight? Oh my gosh.
Would that be Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs?
It's so crazy. Puff had all of his houses raided today. He had a house in Los Angeles raided by Homeland Security.
Homeland Security.
He had a house in Miami raided. And I want to say they did another one in New York. But yeah, Diddy's going to jail. This is all allegedly for allegations of sex trafficking and maybe something to do with guns. I don't know.
Wow.
When you type in why would H-O into Google, the first Google search that pops up is why would Homeland Security raid a home?
Oh my gosh.
Well, damn.
I'm not the first person to Google this today, clearly.
I guess we should see what ends up happening with, you know, the allegations.
Okay, so say it's worst case scenario and he does go to jail for some sex trafficking shit.
Okay.
Are y'all going to cancel his music the same way people did R. Kelly? That's going
to
be a lot.
Do you know that I haven't really listened to P. Diddy since 2009, maybe? So I don't think it's going to hurt so bad.
You're white. I didn't mean it like that. But Diddy, like, he's involved in a lot of black music. So whether it be like...
So it'd be anything that he's, like, produced?
Like, anything he's touched? I mean, come on. That's a little... That's hard.
See, there we go. We're making excuses already. I love it. See, this is what I'm waiting on. I've been waiting on this because y'all know I don't give a fuck. I'm listening to what I want to listen to. But I've been waiting for there to be a day where people would have to, like, make excuses for the artists they like and the music they really fuck with. So this might be the one in the black community, at least.
Oh, man.
R. Kelly was a fight.
Mm. I don't listen to him.
You're Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Okay.
But no, Diddy's going to jail.
Oh, man. I mean, it's a lot. That's a lot of feds everywhere. It is. is a lot.
You know, this, like, you don't just all of a sudden end up on your private plane heading to Antigua, right? Like, you, that is an escape plan. That has been crafted for a minute now, where you've got the jets are fueled, the flight plan has been discussed, you already have a way of moving your money around. Like, I don't feel like you just, like, jet out on the day that the feds are raiding multiple of your homes without having this been a very well thought through plan, oh, right? Like, sure. This is an escape plan.
How exciting it must be. That sounds so bad. What? It's like, it's about sex trafficking and shit. But how exciting it must be to have, like, an escape plan, and then you actually have to put it to use because the feds are after you. Exciting. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
That is kind of exciting when you put it like that, right? Like, if you extract the sex trafficking version of this, yeah. I mean, that is kind of like, that's an exciting lifestyle to live.
That's like the day you get to use your bunker.
Oh, catch me if you can.
Wow, y'all.
I don't have that in my life, and I kind of makes me want that a little bit. Damn. Maybe Diddy does have it figured out.
Oh my God.
What else been going on?
Just kidding.
Yeah. Lots of JKs, y'all. Well, Bravo News, our girl Ariana Maddox, she just bought a $1.6 million home in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, congratulations with your broke ass. Oh, that was a little loud.
It was.
Sorry, coming in hot. Crowd's a little excited tonight.
Yeah.
So the, like, crowd's a little excited.
But damn, all that money she's been saving by not paying Tom mortgage, she better be able to buy a new house.
A year's worth of mortgage payments in the bank for her down payment on her new house.
So how much is it? How big is it?
It's $1.6 million. It was actually featured on Buying Beverly Hills, which is Mauricio's The Agency show on Netflix.
Interesting.
And, you know, it's real cute. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. The pictures were all over the internet because nobody has any privacy anymore. I don't know.
And not for nothing, but, like, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but 1.6 doesn't get you that much in Los Angeles.
No.
It really doesn't. Like, this was 5 years ago, but I remember when I was looking at housing, like, a 2-bedroom apartment in LA was $1.2 million 5 years ago. So, like, and the market's changed drastically in that time. So, I mean, that is an amazing accomplishment. I could never afford to buy a house in Los Angeles. That it was never on my bingo card. But, like, it really doesn't get you that much, crazily enough, especially in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah. I mean, and it's like a gorgeous home. It's all renovated. It's like, got a whole indoor outdoor living situation. It's real cute. But yeah, 1.6 in Atlanta is going to get you much more than
a sprawling mansion with acres and acres of land.
Yeah. So, but yeah, good for her. Finally, she can move out of that damn house with Sandoval. Like, my God.
So did Sandoval end up buying the apartment from her or the house from her?
I know nothing about that. I have no idea. So I'm interested to see, maybe he will mess up and, like, hop on a live and, like, have done, like, partaken in too many things and spill. I don't know. Or, like, show up late on another podcast and tell us. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to know at some point, like, he either moves out of that house or he stays.
Right. I don't know. I would assume that he was able to buy her out, and then plus with all the money that she saved, like Desmond said, not paying the mortgage for a year, has helped her to move. I don't know, but good for her, because, ugh. I mean, we're seeing how incredibly awkward it is on this season of Pump Rules for them to be trying to, like, coexist.
It's my favorite thing to watch Anne try to be their, like, handler between them. God, to be like, handler. You may leave your bedroom now. He's tucked away in his bedroom. The worst job in America must be being Sandoval's assistant.
Yeah, it's awful.
Like, I would rather professionally pick up dog shit.
Oh, God.
Because you're basically doing that. You're picking up the human shit that he leaves around. Like, she has to clean up after him. That's part of her job responsibilities, is like wiping down his counters. I'd be like, hire a maid, not an assistant.
I don't know. Some people just need some money, you know. Poor Anne. Let's see. Oh, a little bit of some local news for us in ATL. Kenya Moore Hair Salon has opened.
When are we going?
When we can get Do they
cater to my hair type? Because I am here for it.
I think so. I saw a white hairstylist on their IG, but I also did, like, the day that it supposedly opened, I did get online to see, and I couldn't book an appointment. And so, like, there wasn't a place to do that on the website. So I'm not really sure how that works. But stay tuned, everyone, because I am looking for somebody to do my hair on my side of town. So we'll see.
I mean, this has got to be clearly a special episode where we go to the Kenya Moore Hair Salon and get our hairs did.
And it's a head spa too. So
what the hell is a head spa?
Desmond's like, I want to go.
I mean, I could tell you.
Oh my God. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll report back.
Does Kenya Moore perform any of the services?
I would bet all my money that she does not.
Oh, I was about to run it up. That credit card is going to max out. Kenya Moore head massage? Oh, what?
For the pod.
How much would you pay for Kenya Moore to give you your head spa treatment? And I mean your real head, the one on top of your head.
Probably like $1,500.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. She can get that for me. That's 2 hours worth, though.
2 hours of a head massage, Kenya.
$1,500. So, times ever get tough. You know whose DMs are popping, girl.
I mean, $750 an hour is good money. I mean, you know, that's more than most lawyers make. So,
That's pretty good. Just to kind of like hop back over to Potomac. So, obviously, the finale was last night and the reunion starts next week. So, those reunion looks have popped up. Have you seen LP? We have a black dress color scheme. Desmond, what do you think of our ladies here?
Damn. Ashley looks the best, of course.
You think so? I really like Karen's look, actually.
Yeah.
why are you giggling? You like Karen's look too?
Karen cut that hair. You know she. Yeah, Karen looks good.
Poor Karen. She's also been in the news.
Well, what
Karen looks great, actually. Like, I think Karen is stealing the show.
Well, she got into a car accident recently.
Oh, that's right. Didn't she get a DUI?
She sure did.
Oh, snap. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, shit happens.
Does it?
Happened to Shannon Bedore.
It did. Shannon Storms Bedore.
This would be a housewife DUI number, like, 6, maybe?
I don't know. Poor Karen, though. I'm interested to see. I don't know when they start filming, so I don't know.
Well, I'm sure that this will get addressed in some way, and the Grand Dame has been dethroned.
Apparently. But by NECA? Because they keep joking that NECA's the new Grand Dame of Potomac.
Could not be more bored by that.
I know. I kind of want to give her another season to see if maybe she and Wendy can get it together, but I don't know.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, there's room for her now that everyone's gone and put themselves on pause or gotten fired. I mean, like, why not? I'm really bummed about Candace. Can we light a candle in her honor? I'm going to hold a Candace vigil later tonight.
Okay, everyone's invited.
Everyone is invited.
Yeah. Mm. I know. She was a good housewife.
She is what is that? Grade A quality housewife. She is the prime rib of housewife.
I think she's pretty good.
She will be missed.
That's all of my Bravo news, essentially. Do we want to take a breaky and chat Summer House?
Yeah.
Before we do, did you see Anne Marie's departure also? Speaking of departures.
Yeah, I did.
It was like the goodbye letter nobody asked for.
I know. It's like when Lisa Rinna quit. Like, that would deserve like a whole, you know, 3-slide Instagram post paragraphs of a goodbye. But like, unfortunately, I wanted Anne Marie to be what, you know, she thought she was, but
yeah,
I don't know.
It was like, she was like asking for more time in her 3-slide post. She was like, I'm so sorry. I did not live up to your expectations.
I don't care about esophaguses that much.
Yeah. But please, please know that I could have been better.
And I can be. Well, ask me back.
Yeah. She can stay gone, I think. Hmm.
Do you remember who that one is?
Nope.
Okay, we'll be right
Marcellus.
Back.
Oh, that's Marcellus' one.
Time. What are we sipping on?
Some really weird smelling rosé.
Oh, but at least it's rosé.
It smells like feet.
Oh, God.
It really makes the whole experience unappealing. It tastes fine, but it smells weird.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I'm just going to plug my nose and take a sip.
Because God forbid we put it down.
No, it's Monday night.
Yes.
It's party night.
Well, Desmond watched, I mean, LP and I watch everything, so that's a given. But today, Desmond watched Summer House. I gave him the assignment to watch not the most recent episode, but the one before, where we get like the meat of Lindsay and Carl's stuff, and we get a little update on Sierra and West, and he gets to see the new guys. So before we hop into some stuff, what were your kind of general thoughts?
We need a new cast of Summer House. Same with Potomac. Like, these people are getting old. Kyle and Amanda, this is just like their time away from like their real life. They're not there to pull in a good show. Danielle, she's still annoying. I'm tired of Lindsay. I guess the only bright side is Carl and this new white guy who's piping down Sierra. What's his name?
West
is kind of funny.
West.
Oh, West. Oh, there's new guy with big ears, similar to Carl.
Jesse Solomon.
Okay, whatever. yeah, the guys are okay. Maybe this episode I was missing Paige a little bit, but I guess the drama with Lindsay and Carl was like the main meal of this episode.
It was the main event.
All right.
What was the snack? What was your appetizer? What was your second favorite storyline to emerge?
It's so surprising that guy pulled Sierra.
I mean, honestly, I agree. I think he's real fun, but
I don't know.
You think it's surprising or not surprising?
It's surprising to me.
Considering her track record?
I don't know her track record.
Austin?
She likes white boys.
Oh, she did like Austin. Ugh, jeez. I don't know. Yeah.
He doesn't want it to be her track record.
Yeah. Well, the unfortunate realities. I like them. I also understand why she's into him. He has BDE written all over him.
Word? Y'all think so?
He's yes. funny.
Maybe you can I should
tell
kiss
that
and
he's,
tell.
You can tell that he has like the weight, because... So at the beginning of the season, we learn that he's this like Midwestern guy, right?
And he's from Wyoming, I think, or Montana.
Okay, yeah. He's from out there. But his like dad is a farmer and his mom is an OBGYN. And they like...
His dad is a rodeo clown.
Oh,
his,
a rodeo a rodeo rider guy. Okay.
I don't know. Man who rodeos.
I don't know. We grew up in the suburbs.
Is he a bull rider?
No. No.
Then he's a clown.
No, I think he rides the Stangs. Like, I think he, like, the images that they show are him on a horse.
Oh, so he's a cowboy.
He's a cowboy. His dad's a cowboy. His mom's a doctor. He seems to have, like, emotional intelligence, but he's also very witty and fun. He's got, like, a silly mustache.
There's a confidence that just comes out of his every pore.
Oh, every pore. Really, LP?
Every pore.
I like West a lot. I actually really like Jesse Solomon, too. I think that finally, since Andrea, they finally have some new guys in here that could be more than a one-season wonder.
Yeah, for sure. These guys are invited back next summer. Like, pretty much off the bat, all the women are like, Jesse Solomon, we love you. West, you're amazing. Like, they all comment from episode one that the energy is really good in the house. And maybe that's because Lindsay and Carl are not in the house. And once they arrive, the energy kind of shifts and turns. And, like, it goes from being fun time, happy-go-lucky, easygoing summer to now, what? Did he fart again?
No. I thought I was hearing the dog.
The look that you had on your face was as if you caught a weird smell.
Did you hear it too?
No.
Oh. I heard, I don't know. Anyway, continue.
Well, the one who smelt it dealt it, as they always say. But yeah, everyone seems to really vibe with them and are happy to have them in the house. So I think they're coming back next season for sure.
Yeah, and they are out and about together all over Instagram. They're going to basketball games together. Like, they're having lots of bro-y time off season. So I think that finally they've got it right. But I also agree with Desmond that everybody's getting old.
Yo, like, Amanda went home
for this specific thing.
Amanda went home and went straight to sleep. So I ain't going out with y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And I felt her so much on that. It was 11:30. She was crawling into bed.
She had her pimple cream on.
Just to hear
She looked Lindsay, real content, too.
Lindsay and Carl argue. It's like, damn, I left to get away from y'all. Y'all want to come home and start this shit?
Yeah. There's one... kind of like, if you pause after she talks to both Lindsay and Carl and she realizes that, like, things are weird, she goes back in the room, closes the door, and just kind of, like, leans over her knees like, oh shit, because everybody can see how, like, this, first of all, the episode that you watched, as this is the second weekend that they're fighting because
over this
exact same thing, essentially.
Yeah, my favorite part is when she sees, like, Lindsay is in, you know, inside, I guess. Everyone's inside. Amanda was like, I'm going to go sit by the pool and just relax, have my coffee, chill. And then, like, Lindsay comes out of nowhere and starts talking to Amanda. And I can almost read the look on Amanda's face. And it's like, I don't ever talk to this woman. In fact, this woman bitches about me and all my friends summer after summer. Why all of a sudden is she coming out here to talk to me about her personal life? Like, we are friends. And she has to, like, visibly put on her fake friend face and be like, okay, so I guess we're now talking about you and your relationship. But the look on her face was like, you have just disrupted my perfectly perfect Saturday morning with all your nonsense. And we're not even friends. Get out of here.
Yeah. So I guess we just hop right into the Carlito and Hub House of it all. So my first question for you guys is, like, how much sooner would you have broken up with Hub House this summer? So Carl waits till the end of the summer and we're going to see it all play out this season, apparently. But, like, just based on what you've seen so far, like, would that engagement have been over sooner than the summer? Or do you try and stick it out because you've made this commitment to this person?
I mean, I think Carl was done way before he broke up with her. And I would have been too. I think that if I was if I was sober and, you know, just coming back to television, I know he had had one season previously that he was also sober, but, like, that can't be easy to come onto a show where all your friends are wasted all the time and you just have to go out and pretend kind of like you're living a normal lifestyle of going out and partying as the sober person. So I feel like that's just got to kind of probably be a little bit difficult to a space to operate in. And then to have your significant other be attacking you about your sobriety and questioning your sobriety when they're the one that's intoxicated and you're clearly the sober one. Like, I don't think we would have gotten far. I don't think we, whether or not I would have called off the engagement in that first argument, but I think my mind probably would have been made up after that first argument.
Well, I don't want to seem like I'm playing both sides, but I originally wasn't Team Lindsay, but now I'm starting to see what she was talking about. She said something in this episode where, I forgot who she was talking to, but she said, nobody ever sees the bad side of Carl except for me, nobody on this planet. And I get that because I try to put on a good front. Nobody typically ever sees me angry except for my wife. So that part I can see being true. And then number two, he just loses his shit anytime someone says the word drug. So I kind of feel her on that. So I want to say it's two-sided. Like, both of them were in the wrong this episode.
Really?
Yeah. He's a little too sensitive. When she said, hey, are you on something? What do you mean? I don't do drugs. And she was like, Carl, don't you smoke weed? Like, you can't be so sensitive about the word drug if you smoke weed, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he is California sober.
I don't think that she played the weed card until the next day when she realized she was out of place. Like, that didn't come up in their conversations that night. She was trying to insinuate that this was coked out Carl. This was old Carl. This was out of control Carl, right? It wasn't until the following day when he was like, he was trying to say to her, you were the one that was intoxicated. You were the one that was coming after me for something you were already doing. And she was like, well, you smoke weed. You know, it was almost like her launch point that she was using as kind of protection rather than that actually being the concern. I don't think it was the fact that he may have been stoned that was like launching this whole argument.
I think she brought it up that night, the weed part, but I think it was after she was trying to like walk it back. Cause you're right. She was insinuating that like, what are you on? Like, what's the stuff that you used to do? Are you on that? And then when he got real upset, no. I mean, like, are you high? Are you like, did you smoke weed? So I think she used that to kind of walk it back. But there's lots of problems here for me with Lindsay, and there's a lot like of context that there's layers, because yes, they're engaged and they're on this reality show and he's sober and she's not, and she has accused him of breaking his sobriety on camera and she talked about it with other people in the house on camera. So there's like so many reasons why the fight that they would have had would explode even more. It makes it worse because it was on camera, right? Not it was bad enough that she insinuated that he was doing something besides smoking weed, but then to just like walk around the house and tell it to Amanda or to Gabby, and then they got to deal with each other the next day, and it's like super awkward for everybody. It reminded me of like earlier Kyle and Amanda days. Even though right now Kyle and Amanda even sometimes like seem like they don't even like each other either. So I don't know.
Well, I think the thing that stuck out to me was just like kind of how immature they behave in some ways about their argument style. Like when he walks in the room, he walks into Gabby's room to try to talk to Lindsay, and she just walks into the bathroom, right? Like, your fiance has come in to talk to you about this issue that clearly blew up and that you've clearly come into this room to talk to another person about, right? Like, you can sit there and shit talk with your friend, but when your fiance walks in who you actually have the problem with, you won't talk to him about it. In fact, you hide, quite literally hide in the bathroom. It just screamed immaturity. It screamed an inability for them to actually communicate honestly with one another. And I think it just in moments like that, I was like, you're not a right fit. Right. Like if you can't communicate with your partner in a mature way, like, I don't think you're the right fit for each other.
Well, Jesse Solomon had a good point because he's just entering the group, right? Like, he knows them outside. He knows them from the city a little bit. But he even said to Carl, like, that next morning, he was like, I mean, was she always like this? Like, did she always act like this? And Carl was like, I mean, kind of.
I remember that part. He needs to mind his fucking business. Who said that?
Jesse Solomon.
Jesse. If I was Carl, I'd be like, Jesse, look, I get what you're trying to do. Watch your fucking mouth. That's my fiance, dog. What do you mean always like this? What do you mean? That's what I would ask.
Yeah.
But no, I get your point, LP. Obviously, Lindsay's definitely in the wrong here. She's I said this from day one, that she's a little too much of a prickler. So I knew this wasn't going to last, and it was going to be because of her. But I do think Carl has some growing up to do as well. This is very reminiscent of a toxic relationship or relationships that I've been in. So I can definitely see myself here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they both have some growing up to do.
Man, yeah, it wasn't looking good. And
they're damn near 40. Like, Lindsay is, yeah, they're both damn near 40. And they communicate like they're teenagers in high school.
And apparently they've been in counseling. They were doing, like, you know, counseling outside. But I think that all the stuff that was blowing up in the house was just, like, exacerbating whatever was already happening in the city, you know?
So I've got a question, because I think I have a theory on this. It's very clear that a lot of their arguments happen off camera, right? A lot of the things start off camera and then land on camera. Does it present a reasoning as to why he might have ambushed her on camera with their breakup?
So people could see what really happens? Because there is a time in the, like, confessionals where he says, like, you guys didn't see this part, but this is what happened.
Like, he needed someone to bear witness to their breakup so that the story didn't get skewed. Because he had watched how multiple times over the course of the season that because the cameras were down, she could it could be a he said, she said, right? And by pulling in the cameras and ambushing her to a degree. Now, he claims that he didn't know in that instance when the cameras were there that that was going to be the exact moment that they were going to end. Like, they brought the cameras in to talk about some relationship issues. And that the end of the conversation ended with them breaking up. Like, it wasn't that he brought them in to say, hey, guys, you might want to catch this.
Right.
Yeah, it was, hey, we're going to be talking about a relationship. You should probably catch this. That conversation just ended in a breakup. Is what he's painting it as.
Yeah.
And that's why I wonder if there was some value into him bringing in the cameras so that it wasn't a he said, she said at that point.
That's interesting.
I don't know if he's that smart or diabolical. Like, if it was Kyle, yeah, I would say for sure.
But if he felt like he was getting not an accurate portrayal on the show because every time they got into a fight, it happened off camera and he had no way of saying this is how it occurred, you know? I don't know.
Interesting. What is that? I don't know where it's from, but there's this, like, gif where Cardi B says, ooh, that's interesting. That's suspicious. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I think the fact that he called the cameras in, because it seemed like she wasn't on board or, like, part of the decision to bring the cameras in because they were having this relationship conversation. So I don't know about all that. But I mean, the most recent episode, Desmond didn't watch that one, but it's a little bit more, it's a little bit lighter. They, you know, talk through their stuff. The episode that you watched, they talk about it, but it doesn't really, like, end well, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's clear he watched for the details.
Yeah.
Don't ask me anything more than that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, would you have I'm curious, Desmond, in Carl's shoes, how would you have dealt with the hub house of it all?
I'll probably do the same thing. I'd dump her on camera. Just being honest. You know, I probably would have dumped her that night. No, I probably would have dumped her in the taxi or the Lyft, as he called it.
She was like, in the Uber, it's a Lyft.
It's a Lyft, bitch. Like, damn, Carl, the fuck's wrong with you, dog?
Like, yeah. It's like, that doesn't prove that she was drunk, if that's what you were trying to prove there. But yeah, I think it ended for him that night. I think that, like, anything else was just trying to put a Band-Aid on a bad situation. I think the light left his eyes that night. As if, here we are, sitting here, pretending as if this was ever a real relationship. My bad. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, audience. I forgot for a moment. This was all staged. It was bullshit. This was never a real relationship to begin with. We never believed that they were actually together.
I did.
So why should I sit here and pretend otherwise?
I think they were really together. I think that Lindsay would have let anyone propose to her because she wanted to get married and have babies.
Well, no one's disputing that fact.
Yeah. And so I think that their relationship was real. I think that it was just like super rose-colored glasses and they didn't actually think it through. And this is why it ended in flames.
Do you know what I haven't heard yet this season? And I couldn't be more grateful for it. And this alone actually makes me glad that they're broken up. Babe.
That's a lot. That's a lot, babes. Yeah, that might be another indicator. They're not calling each other babe. Yeah.
No, their nicknames are that fucker.
Or, yeah. I know she made that horrible joke where, like, he's just trying to be, like, I don't know, like, light and funny. And she's like, oh, I'll give the ring back. And everyone's like, oh, shit. All right.
Some jokes just aren't funny, you know? Like, that might be one of them, yeah. Calling off your engagement.
My I'm just God. Like.
Just doesn't float well.
No, it doesn't. Let's see. I don't know.
Honestly, if someone was making those jokes, I would be like, give me the ring back. I'm going to take it from your fingers right now.
Oh, so here's a, this is like a cross of like all the TV shows I watch. Cause I'm, you know, coming off of my Love is Blind time and all of that. If an engagement is called off, do you give the ring back? Is the guy entitled to, or whoever gave the ring, are they entitled to getting the ring back?
I mean, apparently in the state of New York, that is a legal requirement.
Really?
Yeah. So Lindsay had to give the ring back.
Was she trying not to?
Yes. That is basically what she said on Watch What Happens Live, that she begrudgingly gave the ring back. And it seems like Carl probably had to have some sort of legal intervention in order to get her to give the ring back. Because I'm imagining the conversation went something like this. Lindsay, I want the ring back. No, you can't have the ring back. Lindsay, I want the ring back. Legally, I'm entitled to it. No, you're not going to get the ring back. And then a letter was sent via Carl's lawyers because she basically, like, word for word, regurgitated the legal statute as to why she had to give the ring back, because it's considered a gift until the marriage is actually enacted upon or you're legally married. That remains a gift that it ultimately stays in possession of the giver until you're married. So he has legal right to that ring.
It's his until they're married.
Until they're married.
Interesting.
I think it depends on how or why we broke up as to why I'm giving, whether or not I'm giving the ring back. I think if we decided that, like, you know what, before the wedding, we're engaged, we decide, like, you know what, we're just not, this isn't the right path for either of us. We probably shouldn't be getting married. And it's kind of an amicable decision where you just come to the decision together that you're not the right fit. I feel like I would give the ring back. It honestly would be kind of a weird memento to hold on to at that point, right?
Yeah, that's my whole thing.
in any situation, it's kind of a weird memento to hold on to. However, if that motherfucker cheats on me or like does something to embarrass me, oh, we are turning that into a pretty new piece of jewelry, my people. Yeah, that is, we are putting that into a necklace. We are putting, hell, I'll put it on my tooth if I want to. Like I am, if that ends in a really in some sort of way, like I am regifting that diamond to myself in a better and new fashion.
Yeah. Same. I wouldn't want it anymore unless something wild happened, and then it's mine forever.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be like, this is my breakup necklace. It's 1.2 carats. It's flawless. Because that's what I'm expecting out of my future engagement ring. It's flawless. 1.2 carats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we do see our like couple royalty on the most recent episode because Craig comes down for the weekend, and we actually beforehand they're in the city first, and we get to see a little bit of Paige apartment hunting. And guess how much Paige pays per month in rent?
Yes. $2,000.
No.
What? No. Try 4xing that.
Damn.
$8,500 a month.
That's ridiculous. Where does she live?
New York City.
And have you been watching the show?
No, like... he didn't watch the most recent episode. but yeah, you should know they live in New York. And so anyway, she's apartment hunting and she's like, I'm willing to go up to like $9,000. And then Craig said, you know, if you find something that's more expensive that you like, I'll like help. But she's like, no, thank you. I don't want you to help. We're not married. And so I'm wondering, like, do we love that about Paige? Because I do.
I love that. I love that. It would, as I like to think that I could have somebody pay for my lifestyle, because God damn it, that would just make life so much easier. But at the same time, I think I would be grossly, like, I don't know how comfortable I would be with someone paying for my rent.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, that like... A free Tuesday afternoon sounds real fun. Maybe I could get over that pride. I don't know.
Well, still to be. Did you follow or listen or anything to the Why the F Did I Get Married TikTok series?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, it's 7.5 hours of this woman talking.
A great question to ask.
Yeah, it's this quite literally 7.5 hours of this woman talking about this guy that she married, dated, married, and divorced, and how he was a pathological liar. Some queen on the internet took the audio from TikTok and put it all in a playlist on Spotify, and for that, I am grateful. But essentially, at the beginning, when she meets him and they move in together, she talks about how, she literally says, it's intoxicating to have somebody else, like, bankroll your life. Like, to not have to worry about finances, somebody else is just handling it. And that was part of why she kind of like didn't look at any of the red flags, pretended they weren't there about him. So to your point, it probably is very nice, right?
Yeah. You know what would be intoxicating? Just someone to like do my car registration for me or like file my taxes. It's not even the money making. It's like the just doing of life. Taking my car in for an oil change.
Making a sandwich for you.
Yeah. My car's oil change light has been on for weeks. This is my own personal PSA. Are there any men out there that would like to get my oil changed or make my doctor's appointment?
Yes, I will get your oil changed for you, LP. Are you kidding me? How has it been on for 3 fucking months? You and Bree kill me with this shit.
Weeks.
My God.
I do struggle with that. But, yeah. Okay, last question, and it's kind of coming back around because we touched on Sierra and West a little bit. Do we ship Sierra and West? Do we think that him kissing and telling is cute or is it cringy?
Oh, I think he's excited. I think that he's just excited. He got to kiss a really pretty girl, really cool pretty girl, and he couldn't help but tell everybody about it.
I think so. Excited.
Corny.
Corny.
Corny. Shut your mouth.
Oh.
If the camera catches it, it catches it. You don't need to go around gossiping like a little chatty patty.
Chatty patty. I think it's cute.
A chatty patty.
Exactly what he is.
You didn't tell anybody about us when we started dating?
For what?
Yeah.
That's true. Wow. Offensive. I'm offended.
Why? For what?
Because that's my best friend and she's amazing and you should want to scream her name from the rooftops.
He did marry me. So there is that.
That's good.
Wow. Enough.
No, I think it's cute too.
Really? I think they make a cute couch couple.
What does that mean?
I think, like, they look adorable sitting on, just like cuddling on the couch together.
Not out and about. Yeah, it just looks a little off.
Desmond,
that's what she was saying.
Desmond is jealous.
That's what she was saying. She said on the couch.
That is not what I was saying. Well, you don't like mixed race couples, Desmond?
I ain't got no issue. Told you, I used to be the white girl whisperer back in my day.
He was.
A white girl whisperer. I'm curious, what does it take to whisper to us white women?
I know what y'all like. I don't know anymore. It's been a minute. I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know what y'all broads like anymore.
Bravo.
Back in my day, it was Taylor Swift and Starbucks. They used to get her done.
That shit stays the same.
Damn, word? Mm. All right. Maybe I'm still hot out here.
For a lot of white women, yeah. This white woman doesn't like either, to be honest, but that's just me.
I think Taylor Swift is fun. Speaking of Taylor Swift, a little bit, only because...
We're
running out of time on this episode.
No. So Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album is coming out on Friday. And first of all, everyone flash forward to Halloween 2024 because we're all going to be Cowboy Carter. Our kid's name is Carter. This is right up. This is made for us.
Are you putting a sequin bikini on your baby?
No. We're going to go the cowboy route.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you should put a sequin bikini on your baby.
Yikes, no. But I have an inkling that Taylor Swift is going to be on that album.
They talked about a collab.
I know.
Are we ready for the world to end already?
This is how they break the internet. I also heard that Dolly Parton might be on this album.
That's a rumor that I heard too, that Dolly might be on this album.
On a Jolene cover.
Yes, because apparently Jolene is on the album. That has been confirmed by Dolly herself. And I have heard rumors that there is whether it's a feature or a collab, TBD, but that our girl DP might be on there.
I will die.
She was one of the first to come out and defend the album. She wrote a very sweet message on the gram and the Twitter and all the internets.
I'm obsessed with this whole thing because literally the Instagram post that Beyonce put out about this album was like, someone was rude to me once and so about country music. And so I made a country album. And like, this isn't a country album. It's a Beyonce album. So stay tuned. And I'm just like, oh my God.
She's like, I've defined my own genre.
Literally.
Get on board.
Oh my God. I am so excited.
Honestly, I believe that. And like Fox News really hit their stride with this one. They were like, can Beyonce be a country artist?
Can Beyonce do literally anything she decides to? Like, jam.
I don't know if anyone has defined the term artist for you, Fox News, but really it's about boundless energy. So she can do whatever the hell she wants.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I don't know. Our next episode might be us just like illegally streaming Cowboy Carter. If anyone can get me to stop playing it, I'm so excited.
She looks great on the album cover.
And by then, maybe some of this Diddy stuff we'll have some more answers. We'll see if anybody else
really
from Potomac has popped off.
About how you were going to relate P. Diddy back to Beyonce.
Just bringing us back to the beginning of our episode. Yeah. So any other thoughts on Summer House? Excited for more?
Nope.
What do you want to watch next week?
Nothing.
We have to record.
All right. Bet it all on Blonde.
Okay.
Oh!
You heard it here first.
I'm tuning in tonight. I'll be popping that on my Hulu as we speak.
Wow. Okay. Well, safe travels, LP. We'll pod in person next time.
Yeah, you guys want to do an Easter Sunday pod?
Ooh, no.
The Lord has risen.
Yeah. But we'll see you when you get back, and we thank you all for listening. Find us online. Never mind. I have an bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
If you had as much fun as we did, do all the things. Subscribe, give us 5 stars, and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.
And there's always more tea to spill, so find us online at boymeetsbravo.com, on Instagram, and Elon's site at boymeetsbravo.
Until next time, I'm Bree.
And I'm LP.
And this was Boy Meets Bravo.